Lake County 911, what's the address of your emergency?
Great Coast Springs. I was calling. Somebody just called and told me that Murray Lancaster has pretty much kid gun.
Let me transfer you to Green Cove, ma'am. Hang on.
All right, thank you.
It's going to be a minute, ma'am, because they are working on that call.
Okay.
911, you reported an emergency?
Yes, ma'am. I just had somebody call and tell me that Murray Lancaster has... Have y'all got that call?
Yes, ma'am. I have three officers on the way out there. What's your name? Give me your phone number so I can get back in contact with you.
I can't. I don't have a number right there.
Bay County 911, what's the address of your emergency?
It's 3545 Rosemary Hill Road.
What's happening there?
Someone has been shot here. There's a lady laying on the ground.
Are you at the landfill?
Yes. It's back by the garbage building.
All right. We do have somebody that's already called it in. Did you see who shot that person?
No, ma'am. They just come in here and told me. I'm at the front desk.
All right. I do have somebody else that's already giving me information. Is she breathing?
Is she breathing? Barely.
All right. Rescue's already on their way, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Clay Sheriff's Office, 911.
Yeah, there's just been a shooting behind my house.
Is this over off Rosemary?
Yes.
Do you know who was shot or... Who did the shooting?
I don't, but the guy's laid out. He's in the middle of the road, laid out, the white truck. It was a gray truck jacked up. I think it was a Chevrolet. The guy was wearing an orange shirt.
That white male?
He probably shot this guy. White male. He probably shot this guy 6 or 7 times. I live, like, right there. I looked over the fence and saw him shooting him. He was running around the truck a few times.
Okay, do you see the truck now?
The guy took off.
Which way did he head?
Inside because he headed towards Magnolia Point,
towards
but I don't know if he turned around or not because I ran in and grabbed my son because I didn't want any bullets, you know, flying through this way, and he saw me looking at him.
Okay, what did he look like? Was he tall, thin?
He was kind of chubby, not real fat, but chubby.
Was he old, 40s, 20s, 30s, what?
I would say 30s or 40s. Looked like he had a beard, I think, too, maybe.
Okay, what color hair?
But it looked like a lighter brown color.
Was he tall? Average
no, he
height?
Wasn't real tall. I would say average, yeah. Like I said, it was real fast, you know. I'm not 100% positive on his ID, you know, because I was, like, running back to grab my son to make sure.
Okay.
Do you want me to go try and...
Was it a two-door or four-door truck?
I think it was a four-door. I'm not positive.
So jacked up gray four-door?
Yeah, it was jacked up gray four-door, I believe. But like I said, I'm not positive on that. And the guy had an orange shirt on. I'm pretty sure this guy's dead.
Was it an older model?
Not... I would say early 2000s, mid 2000s.
Early 2000s? Tinted windows, stickers, anything like that?
Yeah, tinted windows.
What about rims?
There were tinted windows.
Did it have rims on it?
I didn't tell.
Okay, did you see any damage to the vehicle?
Not that I was aware of, no.
Okay, hold on 1 second for me. Clay Sheriff's Office 911 are reporting an emergency. See?
Yes, there has been a shooting.
Right, do you know either subject?
No, I do not. We just pulled up. We heard the shot.
Tinted windows. Did you see any stickers, tags?
No. It was a green.
A gray. It looked like a brand new pickup truck.
It was a gray, brand new pickup truck. He was wearing a green shirt. and he went to the left towards 16 on 315.
Yeah. He took a left on 315?
On 315, and he was heading towards State Road 16 in Green Cove.
Towards 16?
Yes. Was he? Any more description?
I thought it was young.
Yes, ma'am. Shit. Gosh darn it. I heard the shot. I thought it was just somebody shooting in the woods.
Okay, hold on 1 second, sir. Clay Sheriff's Office 911 are reporting an emergency. Sir?
Yes, sir.
Reference the shooting. Can you think of anything else that would help us locate the subject?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I was in the neighborhood. I didn't actually see it. All I heard was like 12 to 15 shots.
You heard 12 to 15 shots?
Yes, ma'am. And a woman came running down the road to tell me the description of the vehicle. That's all I know.
Okay. I appreciate it. And we've got units just about on scene. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Stop.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you tell me anything else? Can you hold on, please?
Just ask some questions, and maybe I can. I'll try.
Okay, rims, anything like that? Stickers
like
in the back
window. I don't know seeing rims. It was, I know it was a darker gray, jacked-up truck. The guy had an orange shirt on, looked like he had a beard, like brown hair. Oh, two people shot.
There's two people shot?
Huh?
You're saying there's two people shot?
There's two people shot. That looks like maybe a female on the other side. There's two people laid out on each side of the car. He ran and shot both people on each side
of the car. What kind of vehicle are they laying by?
Chevrolet, white Chevy truck.
Okay. Let me get you to fire rescue. I'm not sure if they know that there's two. Hold on.
I think
Clay Fire, I saw the same call.
Clay Fire Rescue, what's the address of your emergency?
My that was shot. I witnessed the whole thing.
Okay. I've got my fire rescue units on the way over there. I'm going to let you talk to the sheriff's office right now about what
you
saw. Okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
As soon as I started hearing gunshots, I heard about three shots.
Communication.
And I ran out my back door and looked over the fence, and I saw him just continuing to shoot and run around.
Do you know
the
what type of gun he had?
Huh?
Do you know what type of gun? Rifle, handgun?
Not with a handgun.
Okay. I appreciate it. And we've got units on the scene, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Clay County Sheriff's Office, 911.
Yes, ma'am. Murray Lancaster was kidnapped, Valerie Short, the hair salon nearby, across from the jail, and is holding her hostage at the gate of Magnolia Points Maintenance Shop.
Okay, sir, let me put you over to Green Coast Police Department. That's going to be in their jurisdiction.
Okay.
Okay. Have you already talked to them?
No, ma'am.
Okay, hold on.
Now, you report an emergency?
Yes. This is a hostage situation. Murphy Lancaster is holding my niece hostage at the maintenance gate at Magnolia Point.
Okay, hang on just a second. Let me update the officers.
105, I'm receiving an additional call advising subjects are 297 at maintenance gate at Magnolia Point, 1012 with a male family member.
And his name is Murray Lancaster, and they're at the maintenance gate where they